The malacha that I wanted to talk about tonight was the malacha of tzeda, trapping on Shabbos. So the ikar of malacha of trapping, you could look at trapping in one of two ways. Okay, you could look at the malacha of, you could look at the concept of trapping is that you're in trapping the animal. The animal can't move anymore. Okay, so you trap the animal that it's stuck. Okay, so for example, let's say like a mouse trap. Right, the idea is that you got it stuck in one place, it can't move anymore. So you're impeding on its mobility. Right, that could be the way you could look at the concept of tzeda. Or, no, the idea of tzeda is not so much to take away the freedom of the animal, but it's rather to bring the animal, take it from being a wild animal to bringing it to you. That you now, by trapping it, you've taken it and brought it to, now you have some sort of control over it. So it's expressing a certain control over the animal. That's really the point of tzeda. Okay, so if you whenever you have that question, you have to look at the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the source of the Malacha. What did they do in the Mishkan? What was the purpose of the Malacha of trapping in the Mishkan?
To use the animal.
To use the animal. So it wasn't just that they were trying to trap the animal, but it was more of in the process of bringing the animal to human ownership so that they could do something with it. So that being the case, there's a few halachas that apply that are very important. The first halacha is that, number one, is that is that in midiraisa, the malacha is only by an animal that it's called yesh b'minay nitzay, that it's something which is commonly trapped for use. So it's something which people tend to trap to use it. There's a use in it. Since it's a use, so by trapping it, you're bringing it, you're grabbing it to bring to yourself to use it. It has to be that type of animal, number one. And number two is, you know, we'll see very important halachas about what happens if the animal is already domesticated and these type of things.
Where they're doing what?
Domesticated. So it's already really under human control. You know what I mean? So now, the halacha is like this. So midiraisa, there's three conditions to the malach of tzeda. The malach of tzeda, and we'll see, you're thinking to yourself that, what do I care about trapping animals? I'm not a hunter, and I'm not going out to the Everglades and bringing home a crocodile to make myself some shoes or whatever. Right? So what do I care about the malach? And we'll see that there are a lot of cases that it comes up that it's no gay. But the ikar malacha is only on animals, like we said, that the yesh b'minay nitzay, that the animal is the type of animal that people tend to trap, number one. Number two, it's only by, it's only if you trap it into a place where you can grab it from there. So in other words, let's say there's a deer running around and you enclose the deer in this room right here. It's not necessarily saying that, because even while it's in this room, it's still free. Because you're still going to have to run around to get it. You still can't grab it here. It's still too big. If you have to enclose it in a room, that once it's in that room, you have it. Okay? That's the other one. And the third one is that you have to be doing it in order to be using the animal. If you're doing it in order to just get rid of the animal, so it's not saying that.
So with bugs...
Oh, so that's all. See, so it's going to be Issa Darabanan, but it's not going to be the Issa Daraisa. Okay, so those are the three conditions. So, for example, back in the times of Chazal, a guy wants a deer. He goes out and he positions himself in a way such that the deer goes into this little room and he closes the door. That's tzeda. Okay, there's a big chiddush in the malach of tzeda, by the way, because tzeda, if you think about it, it's really only a grama. A grama means you're indirectly causing the malacha to happen. Right? Because you're not trapping it would normally have to mean you grabbed it with your hands. Here, even if you don't grab it directly, you just enclose it in a way that it can't no longer move around, that's also tzeda. So that's a little bit of a chiddush in the malacha of tzeda. Avi Nezer says that's a chiddush in tzeda that even grama's chal. Okay? Fine. Now, it's like this. So the next case that the Mishnah talks about is, let's say, a bird, and this I've seen happen in yeshivas. In the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, they had this very, very often. Okay? a bird would fly into the Beis Medrash. The windows are open, it's a very high up place, and the birds would fly into the Beis Medrash. I had in Yerushalayim in an apartment I was in once, the bird just flew right in. So, is that say the issue? If you want to try to, if you want to enclose it into one room, the bird's flying around, you close the door so that you can position it in a way you don't want it to go into the next room, so you close the door, and that way the window's open so that it can go back out of the window. You hear the case? So it's also the Rabbanon to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're not really trapping it because it still has a way out.
Oh, the window's still open. Oh, that's a good point. If the window's open, if the window's still open, what's the halacha? Yeah, look, you're right. I'm sorry. If the window's open, it's not a problem. Yeah, Mr. Brewer says the windows have to be closed. Sorry. Yeah. I guess the case would be the opposite. You close the window. I don't know why you would do that, Taka. But,
Most people have a screen, don't they?
Yeah, nowadays, yeah. Okay. So the bottom line is, this is not normally the application of Tzedah nowadays by us, because that's not normally what you're trying to do. Okay, so the normal case of Tzedah by us is one of two things, okay? Either regarding pets and other household animals. So let's say you're going to shul for Shabbos and you don't want your dog to leave behind you, so you have to close the door. So Mishnah Berurah talks about if you have a chicken in your house, because back in the days of Mishnah Berurah, people would raise chickens. So if you have a chicken in your house, and you want to, you don't want it to leave, to close the door. He says it's also to do that. So he says Mishnah Berurah writes like this: if the chicken is a type of chicken that it's already accustomed to living in the house, and it has its little corner, and even if it will go out of the house, it will go back into its own corner, and it's just easy to handle. So that type of chicken, there's no issue of tzedah on it. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can go to shul. Open the door, close the door. But if it's a brand new chicken, he says it's not poshut that you're allowed to leave the house the whole Shabbos. Because what are you going to do? You're going to open the door. At the moment in time that you open the door, the chicken can get out. Now you're going to go to shul and close the door behind you. It's a problem. Because you're trapping the chicken at home. Okay? Now those are that's the example. Okay, so what about a guy has a dog? Person has a dog, and he's going to shul. He closes the door behind him and doesn't want the dog leaving. Is there a tzedah problem in that? Or another example: a guy has a dog.
So you tell me, you have a gate full of chickens. Shabbos, you go in, the gate's closed. You open it to go in to feed them, and then you leave. The gate opens and closes. That's considered trapping.
Yeah. If the chickens are such that if they would leave, they wouldn't come back in. I mean, if they're not trained to know that if they leave, they come back in.
Oh, right. Well,
so, yeah, exactly. That's the whole point.
So even though they were trapped before,
yes,
and you open it just momentarily,
yeah.
And so, okay.
So not only that, so the poskim say, so this taka is, we don't have chickens today, but we do have parrots. People have parrots and birds, pet birds. So this taka is very negaya. Someone opens the cage of the bird. Someone opens the cage of the bird to feed it. So if the bird can escape, okay, if the bird could escape theoretically, it's safe to close the gate.
You need a revolving door.
How would that help? Oh,
it's
always closed.
But an automatically closing door.
What?
Automatic closing door.
What do you automatic?
Door closer?
Yeah, door closer.
You know, like, closes by itself.
And why didn't it close on your finger when you were on the... You're saying by then when you're moving your finger...
Not necessarily just a bird, well, like a regular... any door that's automatic.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's say the taka like you're saying, because maybe you're not doing it yourself. I hear it, but normally the bird cage issue would be a problem. So people that feed birds on Shabbos, your own bird, you're not allowed to feed us. You're not allowed to feed a stray bird on Shabbos, but you're allowed to feed your own birds. So if you feed your own bird, you should not open the cage. What you should do is you should drop the food in through the cracks in the slats.
And what does it have to do with that, whether it's yours or not? Does it matter?
Well, if it's not your bird, you're not allowed to feed it.
Oh, okay.
Altogether. So you're not letting
it wouldn't fly back in.
I was assuming it wouldn't fly back in, right. Well, yeah, right.
And the reason you're not allowed to feed somebody else's bird is what?
It's like extra tearful, because I don't want you to be doing that on Shabbos.
Even if it's for the... because you don't want the animal to suffer?
If it's not yours, then it's not your responsibility. If you and Hashem knows how to take care of animals, meaning... If you wouldn't come along, what do you think the animal would do?
But if somebody gave you the responsibility to take care of their animal,
so that could be
like,
different.
It's like your own.
That the Chazon Ish says is fine, I think. That if you're a chora and someone else's animal, it's also okay. But some a stray animal, someone told me this Shabbos, we were walking. One of the big problems that people don't know in this community is that you're not allowed to feed the geese on Shabbos in the canal. I said, it doesn't seem like that's the, you know, going to make it a break. I don't know if that's the issue pressing the community today, but the Maisa, it's Taka Asa to do that. You know, you're not allowed to go feed the bird. But anyway, Tasha, yeah, fine. So the Maisa, bottom line is, you're not allowed to open the cage and close it on Shabbos. Okay? So that's important to know. Now, another example is a...
both of those things are ready.
Yeah?
I'm glad I came.
Okay. do you have a bird?
Yeah,
okay, okay. Another thing is that you're not allowed... you're not allowed. But what would be very common, especially if I'm going somewhere for Shabbos, and I don't like dogs, and someone has a dog, so they lock the dog, they would, you know, you take a dog, you'll take the dog if you have guests, and you put them in another room. You put them in the room and you close the door. So is that a tzedek issue?
It sounds like it.
What?
It sounds like it to me.
Right? Okay. So here, or, like I said, every time you walk out of shul, you know, you... So here's a kula. Reb David Feinstein was telling me about this kula. I asked him once about this. Actually, Alan, this daughter, Alan Sackowitz is this daughter that had just twins at her chasana. So I asked Reb David Feinstein, the shiloh, about the...
I was with you.
Oh yeah, we have a picture on your phone. So this is one of the things I asked Reb David then about this issue of tzedah by pets. So Reb David said the following, that if the pet is such a, it's a type of pet that you actually, it won't run away from a person. It won't run away to human beings, from people. Fakir, it will come towards the people. It will cuddle up and whatever, you know, whatever they think that they're, whatever they're doing there, you know, it definitely is not going to run away from the person. They are people-friendly animals. So animals which are people-friendly, there's no tzeda on that. Because it's already been, it's already trained in a way that it's part of society. So there's no tzeda. You're not trapping it because it's already trapped. It's already been trained to be trapped.
So the dog is not...
So dogs are not a problem. A pet dog, which is trained, but a brand new dog. You just went to the store yesterday, you got the dog, and still the dog doesn't know anything about anything. He still thinks he's somewhere in Africa, running wild. And then, that's not a problem. You can't train him on Shabbos. That would not be an issue.
So if a bird flew into the lobby here, through the door, You could not
close the door behind you.
The door at all. You would have to stay open until the bird flew out.
Correct. Yeah. And that's the chiddush of tzeda. That's one of the big chiddushim of the malach of tzeda, is that it's really only a grumma, like I said. I'm not causing it to be trapped. It came in by itself. Right?
It's
and
a
then I'm
against you. It's a reverse grumma.
Right. If I would close the door, I would be gurim. So the Maisa is an Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says that when the animal walks in and you're just closing the door, that's only a tolda. It's not the Av Malacha. Every Malacha has, there's the Av, there's the way it was in the Mishkan, and then there's the tolda. It says the Av is actually grabbing the animal and trapping it. The tolda is this idea. Now, moving along to the next common thing, by the way, also is an animal which is sleeping or whatever, these type of things, there's, you know, there's still tzeda on that with the rabban. You know, at this moment it can't run away from you. That's not the same as a trained animal. A trained animal is part of society. It's part of the, you know, it's trained to live with people. This is not like that, right? This sleeping animal is really free. It's a sleeping in the meanwhile. If you could sneak up on it and grab it, that's still going to be a problem. Okay? So is there common cases of real tzeda? You ever, you know, bump into, like, there's a cute little rabbit out there and you want to grab it?
I'm not putting a leash on it.
No, but that can happen. The kids do that with, like, a frog, let's say. They find a big bullfrog and the kids will want to trap, will want to put it into, like, a box to keep it, you know, in the backyard. They'll keep the thing. Lamaisa, that's seda. You can't do that.
So leashes also?
What do you mean a leash?
Put a leash on like a cat that you find.
Yeah, so if it's not trained, so it's a problem.
They certainly can't dissect the frog.
That's for sure. That's for sure. So, oh. Now, the next issue, which is the very common issue when it comes to tzeda, is the issue of bugs. Okay. So first, let's get straight. When you're trying to trap a bug, okay, an insect, a bug, something that's bothering you, is that the malacha de araisa of tzeda? You put it in the cup. Is that the malacha de araisa of tzeda?
You can't use the animal.
Oh, for two reasons. Very good. So one reason is because a fly or a mosquito or whatever is not an animal which is, the derech of it is not to be trapped. Because people don't have any use for it. But a bee would not fall into that category. Mr. Burr brings that from the Beis Yosef, that people do trap bees because they use them for honey or whatever. So a bee would not have that characteristic, because a bee is, it could be a deraisa trapping. Okay? But what about, but most of the animals, most of the insects would, a roach or any of these type of things, you know, or here they call them palmettos or whatever, but, you know, but bottom line is that, right, it should be a problem. It's not going to be deraisa, but a bee maybe. But there's another reason why it's not deraisa, and that would apply to a bee as well. Huh?
Dangerous or?
Is there another reason why you would be mechalik between this malacha, trapping a bee, and trapping whatever?
It's so small. It's like,
it's not a good spot. Well, you need his eyes to get the else process.
It's got like a world inside that cup.
Yeah. No, because the whole malach of tzeda is you grabbing the animal to use it. You found a new pet. If you're grabbing the animal to get rid of it, so it's not tzeda, right? It's not really the malacha. It's called the malacha she'ein tzarech legufa. Right? There's a klal in the whole Masechta Shabbos that malacha she'ein tzarech legufa means you're doing the malacha but for a different reason than the malacha is meant to be done. Right? Like the classical case of malacha she'ein tzarech legufa is that when you dig a hole and you don't need the hole, you just want to get the dirt. The ikar malacha is you made something in the ground, you made a hole, a ditch. You don't care about the ditch, you just want to get the stuff out of the hole. Right? It's the same thing here. You trap the animal, but you're not interested in the animal, you fakir just want to get rid of it. So it's a malacha she'ein tzarech legufa. So that's the issue of Rabban. Okay, now. Based on that, what?
Are we going to, how did this, every year by Sukkot, right, we have this issue with bees, right, yellow jacket. We all have fun taking plastic cups.
Okay, so we got to talk about that. Right. Now, they say that, by the way, that lately that problem is like totally, bees are going, there's a big sakana out there now, supposedly.
Yeah, the population is way down.
The population of bees is way down, and the bees are like the main stay of the whole ecosystem or something.
They're going down in population, but then they're getting. They're themselves are in sakana?
Yeah, it's not good for the environment.
Oh, because of flowers.
Because you need them to pollinate things.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure how that works, but bottom line, there's not a lot of bees out there anymore. So anyway, but that's a good question. See, that's what I want to talk about. So lemaisa, trapping a bug or an insect or something to get it out of the way is only nisa darabana. You're still not allowed to do it, but it's a nisa darabana versus it's not a nisa daraisa. Okay? So now, zokta mechaber b'shem the Rambam. Let's say you have a snake. A snake is coming through. You want to trap the snake, it's about to bite you. Is that a problem?
Not a problem.
What?
No.
Why?
Because it's a snake.
For?
Special dispensation with a snake and a turtle.
Anyway, I want to know how to apply it to other things.
Because it's a
snake, so according to you.
It's a dangerous snake.
Because what?
It has to be a dangerous snake. It can't be any snake.
Okay, so it has to be something which is dangerous, which is going to cause a lot of hezek, a lot of damage. If it's something which will cause a lot of damage, then trapping it is mutter. Again, why? Because since the whole iser is only dirabanan, so we waive that in such a case where the snake will cause you a lot of damage. We're not talking about sachanas nefashis. It would be sachanas nefashis, even if it would be deraisa. Okay? Now, what about a bee, according to this? So the place contained that a bee sting is uncomfortable, but it's not going to be this level that will waive the issur d'rabbanan. And therefore, Jerry, you're not allowed to trap bees on Yom Tov or Shabbos.
Also.
So it means you're not allowed to do the good old, you know, cup, upside down cup on the bee trick.
President's Day, it's okay.
Huh?
On President's Day, it's okay.
Yeah, that will, we can, unless President's Day, you know, falls out on Shavuos.
Or Shabbat.
So that would be, that's taka a problem, because you're doing tzedah. And even if you have in mind to let it go, you're just going to grab it until you walk into the sukkah, walk out of the sukkah. So I asked the Rav lately, if you're only trapping it momentarily, you can trap it and then take it out of the sukkah and let it go. Are you allowed to do that? So he says, well, you're not allowed to turn off the light for 3 seconds, even if you want to put it back on, right? So the mice, you're trapping the bee, and therefore it's awesome. You're not allowed to do that.
What about moving?
A plate is fine. To do it with your hands would be a problem. Mukta.
Quickly flush.
That'd also be killing.
Could be a killing it then.
Cockroaches don't die. They actually live.
They live in the toilet, but not while you're flushing. I don't think you should do that on Shabbos. Okay, now, what happens if inside, let's say, you want to scoop up the cockroach? So we're saying you're not allowed to put a cup on top of the cockroach on Shabbos, because in this is Darabanan, even though you don't want the cockroach, but on my side, it's in Darabanan. Now, what about if you scoop the cockroach into your dustpan, and then you want to grab it and take it outside? Is that a problem? So l'chayra is not a problem, because it's not tzedah at that point. The cockroach can just walk around the other way and walk out. So it's b'chal not trapped, right? You didn't do anything to trap it. Yeah, well, the dustpan's open. We go out the other way. Now, in my house, we have like a dustpan with a handle that closes. So that talk is a problem, because in there, it's a problem. Now, even though you have two durabanans in there, because one is maybe three durabanans. One is it's not a type of animal that people trap. Two is it's a malchishin tzav guven. Three, it's not necessarily that you can grab it from in there. It's not big. It's not. The dustpan is too big to really grab, to corner the thing. It's not, you know, you have it in the cup, it's cornered. But in the dustpan, it may not be cornered. But still, three darabanans is still awesome. It doesn't make a difference. However many darabanans it is, it's still awesome if you don't have any reason to say it's mutter. So I would say the dustpan, when the cockroach crawls in, that's okay. But the closed dustpan is a problem, or a cup is a problem. Let's say you crawl into a plate, that's fine. But then you cover the plate, that's a problem. So trapping all these things is taka an issue. The place can talk about another case, very interesting case. I remember this happened to us in Lakewood a few times. Is that let's say a moth or some sort of something flies into the house. The door's open and something flies in. So you open the window, you have a screen. The animal, the insect, will fly out towards the screen and it will hit the screen, and then you lower the window. So now the animal's out of the house, fine. But Maisa, you trap the animal between the screen and the window. So it's also, you're not allowed to do that. It's also trapping the animal in that position. So those, all these cases are Maisa a okay.
Practically speaking, if you're sitting for Shabbos meal and there's a big palmetto crawls right across the floor,
sweep it out of the house. Out,
if you don't get the bug, she's gonna be very upset.
She's done,
you
yeah.
Deal with the bug. Other than putting it in an open dustpan, you can't really do it.
You can't put it in an open dustpan.
Open dustpan, yeah.
You can, but if.
But it's not so easy, and also the person holding it is petrified.
What about sweeping it?
What?
Sweeping it out.
You're careful not to kill it. You can redirect it, but if you kill it, it's a problem.
It's not mukso, like you can.
Those things are hard to kill, the cockroaches.
It's a big one.
No, but you could turn it
and hockey that across the house, and it's not going to kill it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the best way to get rid of it.
Yeah. Even you squish it sometimes, they get out. They have guts coming out of their mouth and they're... They still get out.
So you gotta... So whatever. I'm just saying, you it's not a mukta issue really, because you're doing tilta adi davracher and whatever. And you can redirect it, that's for sure, out of the house. That you could do. Now, one other thing that someone asked me, Shiloh, a while ago, what about setting a trap? Because remember, most people's first reaction is trapping. Oh, that's called, you go to the thing, get a mouse trap. We discussed a whole shiur now about Seda. We didn't say a word about traps, right? What about setting a trap? Okay? So really, theoretically, one would argue, setting a trap is really nothing. I didn't do anything. I set a trap and the animal walked into the trap. What does it do to me? It's a total groma. So theoretically speaking, are you allowed, or not theoretically, Lamaisa, are you allowed to put a mouse trap down? And this was very negeah, because we had a guy in the koil that his house was almost infested with rats. It was Gefela. And Lamaisa, he had to leave the house. He couldn't be there while the, you know, but one of the things...
Lamaisa?
Yeah. What about it?
Lamaisa to catch a mouse?
So,
Is that Spanish?
So... Are you allowed to put down a mouse trap on Shabbos?
Oh, really?
That's the Shiloh.
I wouldn't think you couldn't.
You think you could or could not?
Could not.
You would think you could not. Why?
That sounds like trapping Derisa.
I think it's so not trapping Derisa, I don't even know if it's trapping Derabonon.
Wow.
Because I didn't do anything. I just put down a trap and the animal walks into it. All the other cases, I'm directly involved in the trapping, right? I put it into the room, or I'm closing the window, or I'm limiting its access.
This is a
I didn't do anything.
Situation.
A grandma. Okay, so grandma, 5 minutes late, I put something down, and then the thing walks in. So that's my problem. I put a flower outside, and then it rains. I'm Zorea, I watered the flower. I didn't do it. I put it down in the water, it rains. So I did Zaria. It's like I watered the plant because I put it down and then the water came. It's a new me, right? So I put the thing down and the animal walked on there. So why is it a problem?
I think
you can
that
say
it's...
say the same thing for cooking.
No. Cooking is that the malach of cooking is defined as doing that mice of putting it in the oven.
But the whole intention of putting the trap out is in case the animal comes by.
But that's my intention. But Maisa, did I do anything? So bottom line is, it's a Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos says it's also Derabanan. But listen to the reason. Okay, the reason it's also Derabanan is because maybe at the minute you put it down, an animal will be coming in at the second that you put it there. So it's like you did it. So since maybe at the minute that you'll put it down, the animal will come. And then it's like you trapped it right then and there. So therefore, Gzeira, you shouldn't put it down at all. But that's the only reason Tyson says it's awesome. You hear?
So how much time needs to go by? A half a second? 30 seconds? How much time before it's not immediate?
L'chaira, a few seconds.
They could say that about pulling the trigger of a gun. I mean, you know, it's a microsecond, so it didn't really kill it the second it left the gun.
That's not a gremlin. That is your. That's called koichoi. If I throw a rock at someone and it hurts and it hits him and it damages him, what are you going to say? The rock broke the rock broke the window, not me.
Well, he stepped in front of the bullet. The bullet was going and he ran in front of the bullet.
If that's the case, then it's different. In Hanami. If that's what happened, that's different. You may could be in a chai there. That's a Gemara in Makis. What happens if Zorak chaitz v'hoitzi halas roshay?
That mouse trap thing really bothers me. Just doesn't sit right.
Huh?
Just doesn't sit right.
It sounds like it's books are also.
Yeah. This sounds like with problems.
What?
Sounds like it's riddled with problems.
Okay, bottom line is you're not allowed to do it, Maisa.
Oh, okay. I feel better about that.
I told you why. But you heard the reason? Okay, so now, what about Erev Shabbos, a minute before lich benching, where you're allowed to put down the mouse trap? Yeah. The guy calls me up. This happened halacha lemaisa. The guy calls me up. He just found an opossum in his attic, and he bought this opossum trap. Now, opossum trap.
That's halacha lepossum, not lemaisa. Lemaisa is with the mouse.
Right. The opossum trap must not be very pleasant.
Opossum.
It may not be. It's probably not a very pleasant trap, and it's probably even worse to clean it up afterwards. But lemaisa,
just a box that it walks in.
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it.
No, it just closes. It actually traps it.
Okay.
You call the person.
Right. Okay, so bottom line is, are you allowed to set that before Shabbos? Are you allowed to set a trap before Shabbos?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
So, it has enough time for it to be trapped before Shabbos.
Oh, you're adding a knetch now. It has to be that you set
a minute before Shabbos. A second before Shabbos might be a problem. A minute before Shabbos is fine.
Yeah, because the Chayra, as long as you have enough time for the animal for it to be trapped, you're okay.
Before Shabbos.
Fine. So that's the enochami. So that's pretty much the basics.
Getting back to the bee trapping, isn't there an opinion about
that's halacha labia?
You don't want the bee there.
This guy's getting
I mean, you don't really want.
He has a whole nother shear left. So, he's in trouble. Yeah. Should I warn Rabbi Shapiro? Yeah.
If you don't want the bee there, then there's some allowance to,
If you don't want this bee what?
If you don't want the bee to be there, you don't want the bee to be there.
Right, of course you don't want the bee to be there, yeah.
There must be an out. I guess there's no out.
Not really. Now, you're not allowed to set a trap on Shabbos either.
But
you could open the window or the door and shoo it out.
Wait a minute. These contraptions that they hang up in the sukkah in some places.
Yes, so you have to make sure you set it before Yom Tov.
Oh, those sticky things.
You can't sell. You can't set those. You can't set those. You can't set those on Yom Tov. All right, any other questions on this? Cases that I didn't think of?
You gotta find some kind of like bug shot trap or something.
What? Approved. Made by the makers of kosher lamp?
Yes. Something.
Oh yeah, so a cockroach motel is totally usser.
Cockroach what?
Motel.
What's that?
They check in but they don't check out. Yeah. That's the commercial. They check in, but they go in.
Well, not to put it down on Shabbos. Yeah. Right. No, by the way, this is only talking about trapping. About killing is a whole different issue. Killing the thing is also, you can't do it. But Grada, some want a taina that on Yom Tov, killing is more light. You're allowed to kill on Yom Tov bugs. Because on Yom Tov.
Murder light.
On Yom Tov, you're allowed to shecht, right? So it means that the muach of shechita of killing is really waived on Yom Tov partially. So therefore, it could be that you're allowed to actually go ahead and do that on Yom Tov. That's a little more, maybe some want to say if you really have a bee that's bothering you, it could be that on Yom Tov you should rather kill it than trap it. I'm not condoning that right now, but it's something to think about when we learn more bee. Okay, so yeah.